Let me say good morning to all the devotees in China and who's ever listening to this class.
就是要跟所有这个聆听课程的奉献者，然后中国的奉献者们，大家说一声早安。
It's great to be back. We missed about 3 weeks of classes, I think.
然后我们回来继续跟大家上课，我感到特别开心。然后已经有3周的样子没有跟大家一起了。
So we'll continue our reading of Srimad Bhagavatam. Let's see, Canto 6, Chapter 2, and I think today we're on Text 12.
所以我们今天继续来学习圣典保加瓦坛的第6篇第2章的第12世界。
But before we do that, today instead of singing Jaya Radha Madhava, I would like to chant the Mangala Charana prayers.
不过的话呢，今天我们就不像往常那样先从这个唱这个Jaya Radha Madhava 开始，然后今天我想先给大家一起唱一下 Mangala Charana。
Because when we were in Vrindavan, we were chanting these prayers, some of the prayers, and I was encouraging the devotees to learn them and become familiar with them. And I noticed that a lot of devotees on WeChat have been doing that.
然后因为最近我们不是在文达文嘛，然后我就很鼓励，就是来参加那个朝圣活动的奉献者们来一起学习和念诵熟悉这些祷文，然后并且我还注意到，就是大家也在这个微信群里面在积极的学习。So
Mangala Charana, Mangalam means auspicious, and Charana means lotus feet.
所以说 Mangala Charana 这个词 ，Mangala 的意思是吉祥的意思，而 Charana 的意思是莲花足。So
traditionally, before we speak or we perform devotional service, we chant these prayers that glorify the Guru Parampara all the way back to the originator, Lord Krishna himself.
所以说就是从传统来看的话呢，当任何时候我们要开始讲课，然后或者是做奉爱服务之前，那么首先都会来唱一下，练一下这个祷文，然后来荣耀我们整个这个使徒传系当中所有的这些guru、这些acharya，以及最终回就是到达这个 parampara 的这个始点，那就是主Krishna。Near
the end of the prayers, there are three prayers taken from the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
然后在这个祷文的快要结束的位置的话呢，有3个祷文是来自于这个永恒的主Chaitanya经的。And
these are prayers written by Krishna Das Kaviraj.
而这些祷文是由 Krishna Das Kaviraj 所写的。And
he is the author of the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
当然我们都知道他就是永恒的主Chaitanya经的这个作者。
So in these prayers, he offers obeisances to the three major deities in Vrindavan.
然后所以说在这些祷文当中，他就是顶拜了这个文达文的3座主要的神像。And
these deities represent the three stages of devotional service.
而这3座神像就代表了奉爱服务当中的3个阶段。
Yeah, so not only are those deities there, but they also represent the three stages that we go through on our evolution and devotional service.
然后因此不仅这3座神像还继续的就是存留在这个文达文，然后并且的话，他们也代表了我们在奉爱服务道路上的进化所要经历的3个阶段。And
so the first deity is established by Sanatan Goswami.
因此第一座神像是由Sanatan Goswami所安放的。And
the name of the deity is Radha Madanamohan. Radha Madanamohan.
然后是说这个神像的名字叫做 Radha Madanamohan.
And actually Krishna Das Kaviraj, he's sitting at the feet of Radha Madanamohan, and he is writing the Chaitanya Charitamrita under their direction.
实际上 Krishna Das Kaviraj 他当时是坐在这个 Radha Madanamohan 这座神像的脚边，然后就是根据这个神像的这个训示，他们的这个教导。 他的教导，然后来写下这个永恒的主柴坦尼亚经的。
So these deities, are called the Sambandha Adideva deities.
嗯，所以说这些神像就被叫做 Sambandha Abideya 神像。
So that's the deity we worship when we are new devotees.
嗯，这就是当我们还刚刚成为奉献者的时候所崇拜的神像。
The next deity is the Abideya deity, which is established by Rupa Goswami.
嗯，然后接下来的神像是叫做 Abideya 神像，是由 Rupa Goswami 所安放的。
This is Radha Govinda.
那就是 Radha Govinda 神像。
And they are the deities that we worship practically in devotional. Shriman Rasa Rasa Rambi.Vamshivata Tatashtita Karshan Venu Swanir Gopir Gopinata Shriyestuna Tata Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavani Shwede Vishavanu Siti Devi Panamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So that was it.
嗯，就是这么多。
Don't you feel purified? I do.
大家有没有觉得被净化了？反正我觉得被净化了。
So everything is there in those prayers.
就所有的一切都在这些祷文当中。
So, we are now on Canto 6, Chapter 2, Verse 12, right? I think it is Verse 12.
Yeah. 嗯，所以我们现在就来看《薄伽瓦坛》的第六篇第二章第十二十节。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So text 12, I'll read the Sanskrit, then we'll do the word for word translation and purport.
嗯，然后学学我们来一起看一下梵文的诗节，字对字的翻译以及译文和要旨。
Now these verses now are being spoken by the Vishnu Dutas to the Yama Dutas.
嗯，而这一部分的师姐的话呢，都是由 Vishnu Dutta 所说的话，说给 Yama Dutta 听的。
Naikantikam tad dikrite pinishkrite mana punar dwavati chedasatpate tadkarmanirharam abhipasatam hare guna nuvada.Kalu Sattva Bhavana Na
不是
Aikantikam
绝对进化的
Tat
心灵
He
因为
Krite
非常好的这个进行着旅行了
Api
虽然
Dishkrite
赎罪
Mana
心意
Puna
再一次
Davati
奔跑
Chit
如果
Asatpate
在这个物质活动的道路上
Tat
因此
Karma Nirharam
嗯，进行物质活动所带来的因果业报的停止
Abhipasatam
对于那些严肃的想要的
Hare
至尊人格守神的
Guna Anuvada
持续不断的念诵主的荣耀
Kalu
确实
Sattva Bhavana
确实能净化一个人的存在
Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.The ritualistic ceremonies of atonement recommended in the religious scriptures are insufficient to cleanse the heart absolutely because after atonement, One's mind again runs towards materialistic activities. Consequently, for one who wants liberation from the fruitive reactions of material activities, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, or glorification of the name, fame, and pastimes of the Lord is recommended as the most perfect process of atonement, because such chanting eradicates the dirt from one's heart completely.
译文：宗教经典中推荐的赎罪仪式，并不足以彻底净化内心，因为赎罪之后，人的心念又再次奔向物质活动。所以，对想要摆脱物质活动反应的人来说，吟诵、吟唱 Hare Krishna 曼陀或赞美至尊主的名字、声望和娱乐活动是受到推荐的最完美的赎罪方法，因为这种吟诵、吟唱彻底清除人心中的污垢。再 continue with purport?
Yes, please.
OK, 要旨圣典博加瓦坛第一篇第二章的第十七节诗证实了这节诗的内容。作为众生心中的超灵、诚实奉献者的恩人，人格守神 Krishna 会把渴望聆听他信息的奉献者心中的感官享乐欲望清除掉。正确的聆听和歌唱他的信息就是虔诚活动。至尊主特殊的仁慈是，他一旦知道谁赞美他的名字、声望和特质，就会亲自去帮助那人清除心中。哥们儿 ，right？ 嗯，好像没事儿了。
Hare Krishna, are you there?
Hare Krishna, yeah, now I'm there.
Okay. Yes, so I offer my respectful obeisances to all the Vaishnavas assembled listening to this class, and I beg for your blessings.
嗯，然后我也感谢就是来聆听这次讲座的，然后所有的奉献，然后我顶拜你们，然后也祈祷能够获得你们的祝福。
We learned during the retreat, Madhavananda, he explained to us that when we offer the guru, when we offer a garland to the speaker, what we're actually doing is the audience is empowering the speaker to speak.
然后在这次就是去印度的这个朝圣活动当中，我们当时就从 Madhavananda Prabhu 就是讲课的那个一个进步的奉献者那里，就是听他讲到当听众哈，就是把花环献给这个讲课的人的时候，实际上就是听众的在座的所有的奉献者是在赋予这个讲课的人、讲课的奉献者力量。
Yeah, so really, unless the audience is interested in what the speaker has to say and gives the speaker their attention or blessings, the speaker really can't say much.
嗯，然后所以说真的就是除非当时除非就是听课的这些奉献者哈，能够真正的对这个讲课的内容感兴趣，然后把他们的专注都给到这个讲课的奉献者身上，然后给予他们这个他的祝福，然后否则的话呢，实际上讲课的这个奉献者他实际上是没有任何力量能够来说出这种真正能震撼内心的话语的。
Yeah, so we are engaged here in hearing and chanting together the glories of the Lord.
因此讲课的人和听课的人，然后我们大家其实是都是一起在进行着这个吟诵吟唱至尊主的荣耀的活动的。
So in the previous verse, the Vishnudutas, they made the point that the Vedic rituals, the process of atonement, they can help purify a man, but not ultimately.
然后所以说在上一个诗节当中 ,Vishnudutta 他们就讲就说明了一点，那就是这个韦达当中的这些进行赎罪的仪式，这些过程确实是可以帮助一个人得到净化的，但是他却不能够带来这个最终的净化。
One may become free of the reaction for some sin if he atones for it.
如果一个人愿意为自己曾经进行的罪恶活动进行赎罪的话，那么他确实是可以从这个罪恶活动的业报这个反作用力当中解脱出来的。
But the tendency to commit sin will still be there.
但是的话呢，这个人内心当中想要依然从事罪恶活动的倾向却是不会消失的。
Of course, why do we commit sin?
当然，我们为什么会去从事罪恶活动呢？
Ultimately, because we're ignorant.
最终来看，那就是由于我们还是处于愚昧无知的状态当中。
So we may atone. Maybe we're punished for our sin and we perform some atonement, and we become free of that reaction. But the ignorance that caused us to sin in the first place is still there.
然后因此我们确实可能会因为自己从事过的罪恶活动而受到惩罚，我们确实会去为自己做过的坏事然后进行赎罪活动，然后确实也能够从这个果报当中解脱出来，但是最开始导致我们去从事罪恶活动的这种愚昧无知确实依然在那儿的。
So the Vishnudutas make the point that real atonement can be achieved simply by chanting the holy name of Hari.
然后因此 Vishnudutta 就说，真正的这个赎罪活动仅仅只需要一个人来去吟诵吟唱 Hari， 然后就能够真正的获得这个赎罪了。
Because by chanting the name of Hari, one becomes freed of past sinful reactions.
因为当一个人去念诵哈利他的圣名的时候，就会从过去的罪恶业报反应当中解脱出来。
And he also becomes free of the ignorance that causes one to sin in the first place.
并且的话呢，他还会使得一个人从最初的这种就是导致他犯进行罪恶活动的这种愚昧无知当中解脱出来。
What is that ignorance?
而什么样的愚昧无知呢？
We're ignorant of our own position as the eternal spirit soul.
我们无知自己是作为永恒灵魂的位置的这样一种无知。
And we're ignorant of our eternal relationship with the Lord.
并且我们有无知自己和主之间的永恒的关系。
As soon as we forget who we are and our relationship with the Lord, then we feel afraid and dissatisfied.
一旦当我们就是遗忘了真实的自我是谁，也遗忘了和至尊主之间的关系，那么我们立刻就会感到恐惧，就会感到不满足不满意。
So we forget our real self.
于是我们忘记了真我。
We develop a false sense of self due to ignorance.
然后由于这种愚昧无知而发展出了一种对于自我的错误的虚假的概念。
And out of that ignorance and a false sense of self arises material desires.
Rises material. 然后而出于这种愚昧无知的话呢，然后就诞生出了这个虚假的自我的概念，然后再有虚假的自我，然后又诞生出了纷繁的欲望。
And then those material desires that arise in the mind eventually lead to actions.
然后在我们的心意当中出现了这些各种各样的物质的欲望，而最终的话呢，就会引发我们做出各种各样的活动。
Which leads to reaction.
当做出这些活动的时候，这些活动就会带出这些反作用力，这些果报了。
Which leads to more actions and reactions.
然后而这些带出来的果报，这些反作用力又会引发更多的活动和更多的反作用力。
And so one becomes caught in this cycle of ignorance and, of course, the cycle of birth and death.
然后由此的话，一个人就完全被这种就是生死的轮回，然后以及被这个物质，就被这种愚昧无知的状态给钳制住在其中了。
But the Vishnudutas make the point that if one chants the name Hari, the sinful reactions stop. The ignorance is removed, and then one more thing happens.
然后而在这里，维什努都塔他们所说到的，就是当一个人去念诵主哈利的圣名的时候，那么他的罪恶活动的果报就会停止，并且他的这个愚昧无知也会被清除掉。而且他还提到了第三点。
The natural love that's in the heart of the soul reawakens. The love for the Lord awakens.
那第三点就是个体灵魂内心当中对主的这种天生的爱，这种本质的爱，然后就会得到苏醒、唤醒。
So the real solution to the problem of sin is to chant the holy name of the Lord.
因此，针对这个罪恶活动的这种真正的解决方法，那就是去吟诵、吟唱主的圣名。
So in today's verse, basically the Vishnu Dutas are reiterating the same points that they made in the previous verse.
然后因此在今天的这个世界当中，维什努都塔他们就再次的重申了他们在前一个世界当中所说的这个话。
Right, because even if one atones for one's sin, according to the Vedic rituals of atonement, the mind is still attracted to material activities.
因为即便一个人根据这个伟大的这种赎罪仪式来为自己曾犯下的罪行进行赎罪，但是的话，他的心意却依然是被这个物质活动所吸引的。
So as long as we're identified with our mind, then we'll imagine that we are also attracted to material activities.
而只要我们还认同于自己的心意，那么我们就会继续幻想着，然后认为自己是受到物质活动的吸引的。
Once we see we're not the mind, and we see that we are the eternal consciousness, we find pleasure in the self.
而一旦我们能够看到自己并不等同于自己的心意，我们能看到自己是作为永恒的知觉的存在的时候，那此时我们就能够在自我当中找到快乐，找到愉悦。
So, Chaito Dharpana Marjanam, by chanting the holy name, the first thing that happens is the mind becomes purified.
然后这个水果开了说的引用的就是那个主的八训规当中的那句话，就是说当我们就是去吟诵吟唱圣名的时候，首先发生的第一件事就是我们的心理得到了净化。
Actually what becomes purified is the consciousness.
不过实际上真正获得净化的是我们的知觉获得的净化。
When the consciousness is identified with the contents of the mind, then it's impure.
当知觉完全认同于这个心意当中的内容的时候，此时它就变得不纯净了。
But when the consciousness realizes, I'm not the mind, I'm the consciousness.
但是当知觉觉悟到，知觉意识到，它并不是心意本身，它只是知觉本身而已。
Then one no longer makes the mistake of identifying with the mind.
而这个时候，这个个体他就不会再犯下这种错误，就是认为自己等同于自己心意的这种错误。
Consciousness remains in a purified state.
然后此时他的心意就是还是就依然处于这样一种纯净的状态当中了。
So when we're chanting the holy name of the Lord, in the beginning we're not in a purified state.
因此当我们在念诵主的圣名的时候，在最初阶段我们是并没有的。 In the beginning we're not purifying the mind, right? You mean?
Well, when we begin chanting the holy name, the consciousness is not in a pure state.
Oh, okay. 所以当我们最开始念诵主的圣名的时候，我们的知觉并不是处于一种净化的状态的。
But even in the very beginning, of chanting the holy name, the Lord, when we chant the Lord's name, we capture the Lord's attention.
但是即便是在我们最初开始念诵圣名的阶段，然后即便那个时候我们的念诵是不纯粹的，但是我们依然能够通过念诵他的名字，然后来抓住主的注意力。
And he helps the soul become purified.
然后主就会帮助我们，然后来获得这种净化。
So this is a gradual process of, you know, beginning. In the beginning, there's faith. One has enough faith to chant, even though one is not purified yet.
所以它现在实际上就是一个逐渐的过程，然后在最初念诵的阶段的时候，然后这个时候即便一个人他没有得到这种净化，但是他有这个信心，就是对于念诵有这个信心的存在。
But if one continues to chant, then eventually one becomes purified of the identification with the modes of nature.
而当一个人持续的去念诵的时候，那么最终他就会得到净化，就不再会去认同于物质自然的三重属性。
And so this gradual process of purification through chanting is mentioned in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam.
然后因此这种通过念诵圣名来逐渐获得净化的过程，就在圣典薄伽瓦坛的这个最开始的部分就被提到了。
And so Prabhupada, he quotes a famous verse from First Canto, Chapter 2, verse 17.
然后所以说帕帕就引用了这个瓦坛当中的一个非常出名的诗节，是第一篇第二章的第十七诗节。
Srinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Virantapshto Vadrani Vidunoki Suritsatam。Surit means the dearmost friend who's sitting in your heart.
The most dear friend, right?
Yeah.
然后所以说这个古鲁刚才念的这个诗节当中的梵文词 Surit, 然后意思就是说栖居在你内心当中的你最亲爱的朋友。
Yeah, so it not only means the Lord in the heart, but it means...The Lord in the heart, who's the dearmost friend, who loves you the most, more than anyone else.
Wow. 然后所以说这个词的意思哈，不仅仅就是指就是栖居在你心灵当中的主，然后因为超灵嘛，然后并且的话呢，它还指的就是比任何一个人都更爱你的，也就是最爱你的那个人，就是栖居在你心灵当中的主。
So the word surit is translated as benefactor.
然后 surit 这个梵文词的话呢，被翻译成叫做benefactor， 就是恩人的意思。
Right. So if somebody is your benefactor, it means they just want to help you. That's all they want to do.
所以说这个如果说一个人是你的这个 benefactor， 是你的这个恩人的话，那就说明这个人他真的就是想帮助你。然后非常非常想要帮助你的意思。
Yeah, so this verse says that one who has the developed a taste for hearing about the Lord, he's immediately in a auspicious state.
然后所以说这个诗节在说的就是对于一个就是他发展出了去聆听主的这些圣名啊或者消时光啊或者特质的这些品味的这样一个奉献者的话呢，然后他就会立刻处于一种吉祥的状态。
So such a devotee is called Satam.
而这样的一位奉献者，这种类型的奉献者就被叫做 Satam.
That meansextremely truthful.
而这个 Satan 这个词的意思是指极度的真诚，极度的诚实。
That's someone who is free of duplicity.
也就是指一个超越了这个就是 duplicity, means.
I mean like a double motive, right? It's like saying to the Lord, Lord, please save me, but at the same time,You know, oh Lord, please help me go back to Godhead, but at the same time maintaining desires to stay in the material world.
Desires. 所以我刚才问 Guru 那个 duplicity 的意思是什么，然后 Guru 解释就说，就比如说，这个词叫做 表里不一，或者叫做双重性的意思。然后就是指，比如说一个奉献者嘴巴里面说，哦，主啊，请你救救我，就是脱离这个物质世界吧，但是其实心里面还维系着他的这些物质欲望。然后所以说，而现在的话呢，就是就是故事说这个 Satam 这个词，就是指一个不再有这种表里不一，不再有这种双重性的这样一种奉献者。
Right, so the devotee that is Satam has no ulterior motive.
所以说一个这种 Satam 这样一个奉献者的话呢，他是不会有这种其他的这些隐蔽的动机的。
And so the Lord, he's sitting within the heart, really antakshto means within the heart.
You can connect to the internet first.
What?My phone just went off.
Oh, Guru 说他的手机突然间关机了。No, it's Mercury retrograde.
So anyway, the Lord is there. And if someone is chanting sincerely and actually has a taste, if there's anything left, you know, any kind of what's called a bhadrani or impureness, any kind of identification left, the Lord helps to remove that.
Identification. 然后就是如果一个奉献者就是在不断的吟诵吟唱，并且是非常真诚的吟诵吟唱，然后而且他还就是在这个奉爱服务的休息当中是有一些品味的，那么此时他的内心当中如果有哪怕那些就是不纯净的东西，这些对物质自然三重属性的这些认同还依然就是剩在那儿，依然还存在于那儿的话，那么主都会帮助把这些不洁净的东西拿来给净化掉。
Now the Lord, he may accomplish this cleansing process in different ways.
当然主他可能会是以不同的方式来完成这个净化的过程的。
Maybe we don't know that we have this particular attachment.
可能我们自己都不太清楚原来内心当中有这样的一种执念。
So he'll arrange our life in a particular way to show us, oh, look what you're holding on to there.
然后所以说主就会以某种特别的方式来安排我们的人生，使得我们突然间看到，哦，原来我自己一直紧抓着这样的一个执念，一个依附不放手。
So that now we have the choice to let it go or not.
而现在当我们看到自己有这个执念的时候，就可以做出选择，是愿意放下呢，还是愿意继续抓着不放。
Because Krishna, he never interferes with our free will, so he can't take away something that we're holding on to.
由于 Krishna 他是绝对不会干涉我们的自由意志的选择的，因此的话呢，他是不会主动的把我们就是还想紧抓不放的东西然后给带走的。
But he can, speak to us from within our heart or show us externally where our attachment is, and then we can voluntarily give it up.
然后但是主他可以就是通过向内跟我们讲话，就是告诉我们原来是我们有这样的执念，然后或者是在外界当中去进行一些安排，然后来让我们看到原来自己一直有这样的一种依附，那么这个时候我们可以自愿的主动的就是来放下这些物质执念。
Of course, so this verse is really, it's talking about the devotee who already, is very attracted to the Lord, wants to go back to Godhead, and enjoys, hearing and chanting.
Enjoys. 所以说这个师姐哈，今天我们看到这个师姐，实际上她谈论的是一个真正被主所吸引的，被这个念诵圣名所吸引的这样一种类型的奉献者，真的想回归神手，然后并且很享受这个念诵聆听这些奉爱服务的过程的这样的一些奉献者。
Now, most of us, we don't start out at that point.
当然我们当中的绝大多数都不是以这样的一种状态开启我们的灵性生活的。
And so how do we come to that point of chanting honestly,the holy name, with attraction.
With attraction. 所以说那我们该怎么样能够到达这样一种状态呢，这样一种阶段，就是能够诚实的吟诵吟唱圣名，然后并且对圣名还有一种吸引在里面。
Srinivatam Swakata Krishna means, Srinivatam means those who have developed the urge to hear the message of the Lord.
就是 Srinivatam 这个梵文词组的意思就是说、那些奉献者已经发展出了这样一种冲动这种很这种强烈的一种冲动感就是想要去聆听主的这个信息的这些奉献者。
Now, most of us would rather look at WeChat than hear the Holy Name, isn't it?
但是我们当中的绝大多数去林肯看微信都不愿意去聆听灵诵圣灵。
Right, as soon as that little message comes on, we go, well, what's there?
一旦要是听到这个微信声音响了，哎呀，赶紧瞧瞧这个谁又给我发信息了。
But chanting, we start to fall asleep.
然后结果一开始练诵的时候就开始打瞌睡。
Yeah, so how do we come to that point where we've developed the urge and that we're chanting honestly and then Krishna's helping us out? We've got his attention.
嗯 ，help us with God is attention. 然后所以说我们就应该怎么样才能够到达这样的一种状态，就是能够真正诚实的去吟诵圣名，并且的话呢，Krishna 还很愿意就是来帮助我们，来让我们得到净化。
Well, actually, there's a step before that.
哦，实际上就是在我们到达这种状态之前，都还需要有一步骤才行。
And that's mentioned in a verse just before this.
Oh, before today's verse.
No, this verse from the Bhagavatam that Prabhupada quoted in the purport.
Oh, oh.
1:17. So, there's another verse before this one.
所以说顾儒说的是就是在今天要旨当中提到的这个师姐哈帕帕引用的第一篇第二章的第十七师姐然后在这个师姐前的那个师姐。
So, this verse 16 explains how we develop the urge to hear about, to hear the holy name.
Oh, develop urge to, 所以说这个师姐的话呢 so you are saying that's the, 1:16.
Yeah, 1:16.
Okay, 所以大家可以看到就是瓦坛的第一篇第二章的第十六师节然后他就谈到了一个人可以怎样发展出这种想要去聆听至尊主的信息和聆上至尊主的圣名的这种强烈的愿望可以怎么样来去发展出来。
And so that is, Shushusha, do you have that verse there?
Yeah, I got it.
Shushusho Shradanasya Vasudeva Kata Ruchi San Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirta Nishavana. Sutta Goswami is speaking to the sages at Namasharanya.
所以这个师姐的话呢是 Sutta Goswami 在跟这个 Namasharanya 这些森林当中的圣人在说话。
So he says, O twice born sages,By serving the devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva.
然后所以说这个世界当中的这个要旨这个译文就是经过再生的圣人们呢为纯洁无瑕的奉献者做奉爱服务就是在做非凡的服务通过做这样类型的服务人就能培养起对聆听 Vasudeva 信息的爱好。
So maybe we do not have very strong attraction for the holy name.
所以有可能我们对于圣名的话并没有这种很强烈的吸引在里面。
But if we serve the devotees who do have attraction for the holy name.
但是如果我们去服务那些确实对于聆听圣名、聆上圣名非常感兴趣的、有强烈兴趣的这些奉献者的话，
We get a lot of mercy.
那我们就能得到很多的仁慈。
And by that mercy, gradually we also develop an attraction for hearing the holy name.
而当我们得到这样的仁慈的时候，那么渐渐的我们也就能够培养出就是对圣名的这种很大的吸引力了。
So, the process is to serve the devotees. Who are pure in heart, and by that service, and their association, gradually we also become attracted to the Lord.
所以说这样一个过程，那就是我们去服务那些内心非常纯净的，对于圣名有极大吸引的这些奉献者，通过和他们的服务和他们的联谊，那么我们慢慢的也就能够发展出对主的这种吸引了。
So in both cases, when we serve devotees and when we chant the holy name, we attract the attention of the Lord, who is Sirit, who wants to help us.
然后因此就是在这两种情况下，就是第一种就是当我们去服务奉献者，而第二种就是去迎上圣名，那么这个时候我们就能够吸引到主的注意，主吸引到主的关注，然而主他就被叫做 Sirit, 意思也就是那个想要帮助我们的人。
And so devotional service, even from the very beginning, is auspicious.
因此奉爱服务，即使是从这个最初始的阶段来看，都是非常非常吉祥的。
It's described as a little sprout.
然后奉爱服务就被描述成像是一个小小的冒出来的芽。
Practically all sprouts are the same. You know, the first little sprout that comes out of the seed is a little sprout with two little leaves.
然后这个就是从实际来看的话呢，所有的这个种子刚刚冒出来的芽就长得是一个样子，一番。
Relief from suffering.
一番。所以说纯粹的 Bhakti 的其中一个这个特质的话呢，就是会使得一个人不再受苦。
Two, your life becomes auspicious.
那第二点就是你的人生会变得很吉祥。
Three, you begin to experience transcendental pleasure.
第三点就是你开始体验到这种超然的快乐了。
Four, pure devotional service is rarely achieved. It's not common.
Rarely achieved. 然后第四点呢，则是纯粹的奉爱服务是很稀少的。就是几乎没有人能够做到纯粹的奉爱服务的。
Five, those who are engaged in pure devotional service, they lose interest even in liberation.
而第五点就是对于那些进行纯粹奉爱服务的人来说，他们甚至都会失去对解脱的兴趣。
And six, pure devotional service is the only thing.That attracts Krishna.
然后第六点就是纯粹的奉爱服务是唯一吸引 Krishna 的事物。
Yeah, so the Vishnu Dutas, they're making the point that not only chanting the holy name is the best atonement, it brings to the chanter a most auspicious life.
Most auspicious life. 然后所以说 Vishnu Dutta 在今天我们的这个世界当中所说到的这一点，就是在说不仅仅这个念诵圣名哈，不仅仅是最棒的这个赎罪活动，并且的话呢，它还能够给念诵圣名的人带来最为吉祥的人生。
Because it destroys the ignorance that causes sin.
因为就是念诵圣名能够真正的去毁灭掉这个导致从事罪恶活动的愚昧无知。
And awakens one's love for God.
并且能唤醒一个人对神的爱。
And so from the very beginning, the person begins to become purified.
因此的话呢，就是在最开始迎上圣名的阶段，一个人就已经开始获得净化了。
You know, consciousness becomes purified.
一个人的知觉就得到了净化。
Of course, it's up to us, you know, how quickly this process is going to become effective.
当然这完全取决于我们，就是要看，取决于我们就是想要这个净化的过程，就是到底是走得有多快呢，还是有多慢。
So if we are very much... Excuse me. If we are very much conditioned by ignorance and passion, it may take a little longer.
然后所以说如果我们要是 经受的非常重的这些愚昧属性和激情属性的影响的话，那就可能这个过程会花更长的时间了。
Yeah. So devotional service, pure devotion, pure chanting is compared to a fire.
嗯，因此纯粹的奉爱服务，纯粹的念诵就被比喻作像是一团火焰。
And if you want to start a fire, or you want to keep the fire going,You have to feed it wood.
嗯，而如果你想要就是点燃这个火焰，然后或者是想要这个火焰一直持续的烧下去的话，那就得不断的往里面添加木材。
So if you start a fire with very dry wood, that's compared to somebody living in the mode of goodness.
嗯。Okay.
That fire will start right away.
嗯，所以说如果我们要是用干木头。然后来这个点火的话呢，当然这个干燥的木头就被比喻作是我们活在这种善良属性当中，那么这个时候很快的火就会被点燃了。
But if consciousness is very much influenced by ignorance and passion, that's compared to wet wood.
嗯，那是 take longer. 嗯。
Yeah, before the wood can catch fire, it has to dry out first.
Dry out first. 嗯，因此的话，如果我们要是就是遭受这个知觉哈，遭受很严重的这个激情属性和愚昧属性的影响的话，那这个就被比喻作是这种潮湿的木头。那么自然就是你要让这种木头被点着的话呢，首先就得让它干下来，然后才能被点着。所以说花的时间就会更久了。
So the wood may be dry or it may be wet, but either way.If you leave that wood in the fire, eventually it catches fire.
但是无论这木头是干燥的还是潮湿的，但只要是把它放在这个火焰当中，那么最终的话呢，它都会被点着的。
So it just depends on how much ignorance and passion we're in and our determination to stay in the fire.
所以说这真的就取决于就是我们所遭受的这个激情属性和愚昧属性的程度是有多大，然后并且我们这种想要让自己一直被点燃的，想要让自己一直处在火焰当中的这种决心有多大。
But those who are a little bit intelligent, they understand.The efficacy materially, no one's equal.
当然，从物质的角度来看，没有谁是平等的。
Yeah, men and women aren't equal. Men and men are not equal. Women and women are not equal.
从物质的角度来看，男人和女人之间是不平等的，男人和男人之间也是不平等的。然后女性当中的话呢，这个女人和那个女人之间也是不平等的。
Yeah, so on the physical level, we're not equal.
说从物质的层面来看，我们是并不平等的。
But on the metaphysical level, we are equal.
但是从这个形而上学的这个形而上的这个角度来看的话呢，我们却是平等的。
So meta is Greek. It means above or beyond, beyond the physical.
beyond. 所以说这个 metaphysical 这个词哈 ，meta 这个希腊文的前缀的话呢，意思就是指超越，在什么什么之上的意思。然后它后面那个 physical 的那个意思就是指物质的，说这个形而上，这个汉语翻译成形而上，然后英语原本它这个意思的这个最原初的意思就是超越了物质层面以上的这个意思。
So as we become purified by chanting, we notice our metaphysical nature, or that I am the consciousness that doesn't change or come or go.
然后因此随着我们通过念诵来逐渐得到净化，我们就能够真正的觉知到自己的这种形而上的这种就是超越了物质存在的存在，也就是换言说，那么就是我们能觉知到自己作为知觉的存在。
So as we see the truth of who we are, we see the truth of who everybody else is too.
因此当我们能够看到关于自我的真相的时候，自然也就能看到关于所有人的真相。
So gradually we become kinder and more understanding and generous.
然后因此渐渐的我们就能够变得更加的这种就是仁爱， 更加的就是对他人有同情心和理解心，以及并且更加的慷慨大方了。
So this is all you could say the proof that the consciousness is becoming purified by chanting.
嗯，所以我们就可以说，当我们能够表现出这些特质的时候，那就确实是证明我们的念诵是有成效的。
Yeah, so it may take some time for the wood to dry out before it catches fire.
嗯，因此可能确实是需要花些时间来让这个木头干燥下来，然后湿木头变干下来，然后才能够被火点着。
And so the Vishnu Dutas, they're making the point that even from the very beginning, chanting is the most auspicious, most efficacious process of atonement.
Process of atonement. 所以说 Vishnu Dutta 在今天这个世界当中就在说，即便是从最开始的这个阶段来看的话，那么念诵圣名都是最为吉祥以及最为有功效的赎罪活动了。
Okay, so this is the case that the Yama Dutas, the Vishnu Dutas are making to the Yama Dutas.
所以这就是今天这个 Vishnu Dutta 在跟 Yama Dutta 所说的这些话的一些要点。
Now we'll have to wait until next week to find out how they strengthen their case.
You mean it's kind of like in the court.
Yeah.
然后所以说 Guru 他用的这个词哈，就是那个打官司的意思。然后说这个 Guru 说就说，那么我们要等到下个星期，然后才能够知道，就是相当于他们两方 Vishnu Dutta 和 Yama Dutta 双方站在一起，就是在法庭上辩论嘛。然后接下来看 Vishnu Dutta 会怎么样在法庭上，然后继续把他们的这个他们的陈词术语，然后说的更加的有力量。
Right, so in chapter 1, basically the Yamadutas, they made their case why they think Ajamil should be taken to hell.
因此在这一篇的第一章当中，基本上就是 Yamadutta 他们在做这个陈堂供词，就在证明就是为什么为什么 Ajamil 应该被带到地狱当中去。
And now the Vishnudutas are making their case why they think that Ajamil should not be taken to hell.
而现在到了这一章当中，也就是 Vishnu Dutta 在做他们的这个陈堂供词，就是在证明为什么 Ajamil 不应该被带到地狱当中去。
So we have to see what's next.
然后因此我们就要看一看接下来会怎么样发展发生。
So I'll stop here and I'll just leave it for any questions or comments.
所以我现在讲课的地方在这说到这儿，然后大家如果有问题或者是想分享的话呢，都可以来说。Okay. So one person is asking. 我们来看这个问题哈。第一个 ，Gurudev 刚说到念诵的三个阶段，现在说了两个，请问第三个是 ？So one devotee is asking that you just mentioned about the three stages of chanting, and you've already talked about the first two. And please tell us what's the third stage of chanting.
Well, the third stage is. Basically, Prabhupada quotes verse 54, chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita.
54 chapter 18. 所以第三个这个阶段的话，大家可以看一下这个《博迦梵歌》第十八章的第五十四世界，然后啪啪就在这儿当中提到了。
Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasarshati Nakanshati Samasaveshu Bhuteshu.Madbhaktim Labhateparam. So, when one is chanting and the consciousness is purified, one is chanting in Suranam, the pure name.
Suranam. 然后因此当一个人在念诵当中，然后他的知觉是纯净的时候，这个时候他就处于这个 Suranam 的这样一种状态当中。
So in that state, one has realized that I'm.Pure consciousness, I'm not the mind or the body. So he becomes joyful and happy.
Joyful and happy. 然后在这种苏达浪的状态当中，一个人的知觉就得到了完全的净化，他就能够真正的看到自己并不是自己的心意，也并不是这具躯体。然后这个时候他就会感到非常的喜悦，非常的快乐。
And so he no longer laments about things that happened in the past or worries about things in the future because he's happy now.
嗯，所以说这样的人的话，也就不再会去悲伤过去，或者是期盼未来，因为他在现在当下此刻就已经感到非常开心了。
So he realizes that the life Krishna has given him right now is already complete.
嗯，然后他就能觉悟到，就是在当下此刻 ，Krishna 所给予他的生命就已经是完整的了。
Therefore, he treats everyone equally. He's no longer in competition with others.
嗯，因此这个时候他就能够平等的对待众生，然后他就并没有再去跟其他的任何生物体是处这样一种竞争的状态了。
So in that consciousness, Krishna says one can attain pure devotional service.
嗯，然后就在这样一种知觉状态中 ，Krishna 就是说一个人由此可以获得纯粹的pure consciousness 哈，嗯
，Yeah，
哦，然后一个人就能获得纯粹的知觉了。
Yeah, so that's the beginning of pure devotional service.
而这个就是纯粹的奉爱服务的初始阶段。
It's very similar to Lord Chaitanya's, third verse of Trinada Pisuni Chena, Turora Pisahishuna, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtaniya Sarahari, that one can always chant the holy name or spontaneously chant the holy name. When one has developed humility, tolerance, respect for others, and no need for respect for one's self, that's a symptom of one in pure consciousness.
Oh, some pure consciousness. 嗯，所以这也是类似于就是主柴塔尼亚马哈帕布在他的这个永恒这个主的八训位当中的第三个师节当中所提到的，那就是如果一个人能够总是自发的去念诵圣名，然后并且他有这种谦卑的态度，然后并且非常的容忍，然后总是尊敬着每一个生物体，并且他完全不需要从别人那里获得尊敬，那么这就是一个人拥有纯粹知觉的这种症状。
So pure consciousness is something that we already are. It's not something that we get.
嗯，而纯粹的知觉状态就是我们本身，并不是我们要去得到的一个东西。
Just like water is pure.
这就像水本身是纯净的。
But if it's contaminated with dirty things, then it has to be purified.
但是如果水要是受到了这种杂质的污染的话，那么就必须要去净化水，然后我们才能去喝它，对吧？
So as we hear the holy name with attention.
嗯，因此随着我们能够专注的去聆听圣名。
And we avoid the ten offenses.
并且避免十项冒犯。
Then consciousness is purified.
嗯，那么这个时候知觉就会得到净化。
At least for that moment.
至少是在那一刻的时候。
So we just have to continue that process and not contaminate it, you know.
嗯，因此我们要做的就是继续的进行这个过程，而同时的话呢，要注意就是不要让它遭受污染了。
That means, you know, maintaining material attachment, chanting inattentively, you know, thinking your guru is a normal person, these kind of things.
嗯，说这个让你的知觉遭受污染的话呢，比如说就像是你认为你的guru就是个普通人，而然后或者是不专注的念诵，然后或者是在念诵的过程当中还维系着自己这些物质的执念。
Focusing on the faults of others, thinking we need to correct them.
然后或者是总是关注到别人的错，然后认为自己有责任有义务要去纠正别人犯下来的错误。
Yeah, this is like rolling in the dirt after you've taken a bath.
Oh, 这个就真的像是你洗了澡以后，然后立刻给身上给弄满了，弄脏了躯体一样的这些杂质，这些污垢。
So we just need to learn to be present for Krishna when we chant, and then be careful to avoid the ten offenses.
嗯，因此的话，这就意味着我们真的要在这个念诵的过程当中为 Krishna 而临在的念诵，然后并且非常小心注意的去避免十项冒犯。
And then gradually, the holy name will purify the consciousness.
那么渐渐的圣名就会净化我们的知觉。
And that will result in we don't care about the past or the future anymore, and we're very happy right now, fully grateful for the life that Krishna is giving us.
然后这就而当我们的知觉得到净化的时候，这就意味着我们已经不再去关注于过去或者是未来了，然后而是完全的对当下此刻 Krishna 给予我们的生命充满了这种感恩之情。
When I say life that Krishna has given us, I don't mean our life situation. That's not our life.
Oh, so you mean like the vibrant, life force that within us?
The consciousness itself is life.
Oh, okay.
When we see that, we're fully happy.
Okay.Is life. 所以说我在这里所说到的就是我们对当下此刻 Krishna 所给予我们的生命感到完全的感恩之情哈。然后这里我所说的生命，因为这个 life 生命这个词在英语当中还有另外一个意思，就是人生生活的意思。然后就不如说我要去说明一点，就是我所说的这个 life 这个生命的意思，并不是说我们要对当下此刻我们的生活当中的种种状况充满感恩之情，不是指这个意思，而是指这个知觉就是生命本身。所以我们是对自己的这种知觉，然后充满了这种纯粹的知觉，然后充满了感恩之情。
The light of consciousness is divine.
知觉的光芒就是神圣的。
It's something we are right now.
然后这就是我们在当下此刻的这样一种状态，那就是知觉本身。
Always have been, always will be.
从来如此，并且未来也将永远如是。
When we notice that, we become joyful automatically.
当我们能注意到这一点的时候，我们自动的就会感到喜悦、快乐。
And we're grateful to Krishna because it's coming from him.
并且我们会对 Krishna 心怀感恩之情，因为我们的这个知觉是来自于他的。
Yeah, our life situation may have all kinds of imperfections, right? We don't like our partner, we don't make enough money, our body's sick, we're getting old, all these things.
然后而我们的人生状况生活状况的话呢是充斥了各种不完美的，比如说我们不喜欢自己的伴侣啊，然后或者是总是身体在生病啊，然后或者总是身体在不断的变老衰老啊，然后或者是钱赚的不够多呀，等等的。
But the life within, if we can notice it, it's indestructible.
但是我们内在的生命，我们内在的知觉，如果我们能真正的注意到它的话，那就真的会知道这种知觉是不可能被任何东西所消灭、所毁灭的。
It's complete and connected eternally with the Lord.
这个知觉本身就是完整的，并且它永恒的与主相连接着。
Yeah, so that's what I mean by our life, not our life situation.
然后所以说这就是我所说的这个注意到当下此刻我们的生命，而不是说注意到当下此刻我们的这些种种人生状况。我们来看下一个问题哈。接下来这个 free and easy 说的话，感恩老师和翻译，我现在也很喜欢念诵，念诵也觉得很吉祥，可是我的这种改变让家里人感到了压力，家里人觉得你这样很好啊，可是同时他们又觉得是不是你通过这样的行为再说你改变了，你变好了，你就是觉得别人不好，你想让别人改变，他们也就觉得自己不好，不认可自己现在的状态，可也不是一下就能改变的，我该怎么做呢？关键是我没觉得家人不好，但我确实想通过自己的改变去改变他们，但我没想到会出现现在的这样一种状况，让我的老公和女儿都有了压力，而且不认可他们自己现在所处的状态，这样我还是通过念诵就可以解决这些问题吗？感恩您。 So this Mataji is asking that, and now she's really enjoys chanting, and she also feels that chanting makes her life very auspicious, but because of her chanting actually has caused stresscause the pressure to her family members, because the family member, just her husband and the daughter, feels that, okay, now you are chanting and you say that you have, you know, you have changed to be a better person because of your chanting. And you just feel like the other people are not good enough. So you also want other people, which means a husband and a daughter also change, and which makes them feel less, you know, feel not that good, not accept who they are now, you know, in a current situation. So what should I do to, what should I do in regards with such a situation? The thing is that I don't think that they are not good enough, but I do want to change them through my own changes. But I didn't know that, you know, things would have developed like now to really make my husband and daughter suffer from stress and not accepting their current situation. So I can just deal with such an issue through chanting?
Well, I think she has to reevaluate how she's interacting with her husband and her daughter.
所以说咕噜对这位玛塔姐的建议哈，就是建议你能够再次的去评估一下，去看一看你是怎么样跟你的先生和你的女儿相处的这个方式方法。
Are you tolerant?
你是不是真的是有容忍他们呢？
Are you humble?
你是不是有足够的谦卑呢？
Are you respectful?
你是不是对他们都有这种尊重呢？
Are you demanding any respect for yourself?
那你是不是就是在索求着他们，要他们给予你尊重呢？
You say that you want to change your daughter and your husband.
然后你说到你确实是想要改变你的丈夫和女儿。
Whenever we want to change someone, we're sending them a message.
而任何时候当我们想要去改变另一个人的时候，实际上我们就是在给他们发出一个讯息。
What is that message?
那我们发出来的这个讯息是什么呢？
I don't think you're okay. You need to change.
我认为你这样的状态不好，不 OK， 你必须得改改。
And of course, if you tell someone that you're not okay, that you need to change, even if it's true,they won't admit it, and they will resist, and they will become unhappy.
Resist, they will become unhappy. 而如果我们要是给另一个人说，你这样子不行，不 OK， 然后你必须得改改，那么这个时候，当我们对别人说出这样的话的时候，那即便对方确实是状态不 OK， 不够好，但是他都会就是心生抵触，然后不愿意去承认，不愿意去接纳。然后这个时候他就会变得不开心了。
Yeah, so be concerned about changing yourself, not them.
所以说请你主要关注于改变你自己，而不要关注于去改变别人。
How should you change?
How should you change?
Yeah, I mean, what are the changes that should occur for you?
所以你本人应该怎么改变呢？你本人应该经历怎样的变化呢？
If you can becomeMore generous to them. Allow them to be the way they are, without expectation.
Without them. 如果你能够变得更加慷慨一点，也就是说，你能够允许他们，就是以他们现在的这样一种状态，以他们本来的这样一种状态存在，去过他们的人生，而不是抱着任何期望，期望他们改变的话。
Become more understanding and compassionate towards them.
能够对他们有更多的理解和同情，然后 become more understanding and why?
Compassionate.
然后能够对他们有更多的理解，对他们有更多的同情怜悯之心的话。
And just be kind.
那就是对他们非常的仁善一些。
Yeah, don't expect them to chant or change in any way.
不要期望他们去念诵，也不要期望他们有任何的改变。
Just become actually happy yourself.
就是让你自己变得开心起来。
And then they may become attractive.
然后当你自己都变成一个很快乐的你的时候，他们就会被你的这种状态所吸引。
Or not, but don't have that expectation.
或者他们也不会被你的那种，就是你变快乐、变开心的这种状态所吸引。但不论怎样，不要对他们抱有期望。
Yeah, because if you expect them to be different, that just means you're proud, and they sense that.
因为当你对他们有期望的时候，这就表明实际上你是很骄傲的。然后你希望他们来改变，那就表明你是很骄傲的。
So instead, be kind, be accepting, be understanding, and don't have any expectation for them.
而相反的话呢，你应该做的就是对他们仁善一些，然后能够真正的去接纳他们，然后对他们有更多的理解和同情。
Love them the way they are.
就是爱他们这个本真的样子，他们这个现状状态。
And also love them for who they truly are.
但同时的话呢，也是去根据他们的真正的这个自我来爱他们。
Yeah, fan that spark, that divine light of consciousness that they are.
Fan that spark, 就是爱他们的真正的自我。这句话的意思，也就是说去煽起他们的那个火花，也就是他们这个作为灵性的灵魂的这个火花。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. OK, 我现在也仅仅是喜欢念诵，但是念诵的质量也还不是很好，也还是很不好的。我也在每天努力改进中，可是每天得念诵，总是在各种心念当中念。我知道应该是什么样子，可是做不到。很多时候就觉得自己的问题自己都解决不了，怎么去帮助其他人呢？老师今天说念诵并快乐，我突然觉得我的念诵也许是快乐，但也可能是一种逃避的心态来念诵，获得短暂的轻松快乐，其实并不是真的快乐，但这种感觉对我来说也挺好的，这样的念诵真的好吗？ So the same Mataji has, you know, she's continued saying that, you know, the one just, you know, asking that question, she said, now I really enjoy chanting, but the quality of my japa is not good, and I try my best to improve my japa, but every day my chanting is still done in all sorts of mind thoughts. I know what it should be like, but I just cannot do it. Many times I feel like I cannot even solve my problems, and how can I solve other people's how can I help other people? And today you are saying that chant and be happy. I suddenly feel that my chanting is happy, is joyful. But probably I also do it in the mentality of trying to escape. Do the japa in the mentality of trying to escape to get some temporary relief and happiness. But it's not real happiness. But still such a feeling is good for me. So is this kind of chanting japa also good?
Yeah, all chanting is good.
所有的念诵都是好的。
But now you're fine-tuning, you're starting to see your different motivations.
但是现在的话呢，你也开始能够看到你在念诵当中不同的这些各种各样的动机了。
Of course, wanting to escape the mind or escape, unhappy feelings won't work.
当然的话呢，想要通过这个念诵来逃避心意，逃避这些不快乐的感受情绪的话呢，这种是不起作用的。
Because one stays identified with the contents of the mind.
因为的话呢，一个人依然就是你依然会去认同于你心意当中这些内容，就是你的这些念头，你依然会去认同于他们。
So just learn to become aware of your life in the present.
所以就请你学着去觉知到当下此刻你的生命。
And as you chant Krishna's name, just thank him for your life now.
而当你在念诵 Krishna 的名字的时候，就去感恩他，感恩他在此刻就是给予你的生命。
That's very authentic.
而这种感恩的话呢，这种是非常真实的。
And you're not trying to imagine or escape anything.
你并不是去想象，然后或者是去逃避任何东西。
So, you know, it's part of the purification process that we gradually chant more purely.
purely. 所以这实际上就是进化过程的一部分，我们是渐渐的就是念诵能够越来越纯粹的。
We're not chanting to get anything, we're chanting because we realize we already have everything.
Already have everything. 我们念诵并不是想要去得到什么，并不是想要去得到快乐或者是轻松，而我们念诵是因为我们本来已经，我们觉知到我们自己本来已经拥有了所有一切了。
Yeah, the life that Krishna has given us is everything.
Krishna 所给予我们的生命就是一切。
We just have to notice it, become aware of it.
而我们只需要去注意到它，只需要去觉知到 Krishna 所给予我们的生命就足够了。
Yeah, again, the life that we have is different than our life situation. If we just, our life situation exists in our mind.
In the mind. 那再一次我要强调的就是，我所说的这个生命并不等同于这个我们在人生生活当中遇到的种种的状况，因为我们人生当中的种种状况都只是处于心意层面的，都是在我们的心意脑海里的。
But life is eternal, it's always now.
但是生命的话却是永恒的，生命就是永远是当下此刻的生命。
Yeah, in truth, our life is only now.
Truth of our life is only now.
Yeah, in reality, our life is now.
而从现实来看，从真相来看，我们的生命是永远发生在当下此刻的，是永远存在于当下此刻的。
It's never anywhere else.
我们的生命的真相从来都不是处于任何其他一个时刻的。
And the idea that our life is somewhere else is nothing more than an illusion that's created when we're identified with our mind and the story that's going on there.
Mind and the story. 而这样一种想法就是觉得我们的生命是处于任何其他一个时刻，也就不是当下此刻，而是我觉得我们自己的生命是活在过去或者是活在未来的，这只不过是一种幻觉，而这种幻觉的话是来自于我们完全去认同于自己的心意，完全去认同于自己的人生故事所产生出来的幻觉。
Yeah, so especially when we chant japa, we can take a break from meditating on our life situation and just enjoy our lifeRight now, that Krishna is giving us.
因此特别是当我们在念诵加帕的时候，我们可以让自己休息一下。这个休息一下是什么？就是总是去想着自己的人生状况的这种状态当中休息一下，然后完全只是去沉浸在当下此刻 Krishna 所给予我们的这个生命的这种喜悦，这种平和的状态就可以了。
All right, Krishna.
Krishna, okay. Padamalochan Mataji is asking. Padamalochan Mataji 的问题。
I know her.
跟人说，哎，我认识你呢。我认识 Padamalochan Mataji。So, Dimbai Gurudev, 我对自己未来的职业规划还有联谊场所购买了一些东西。这是假我对物质的依附吗？我想让自己在传教和工作时更有影响力，因为圣帕帕说过没有人会听一个穷人讲话的。 So she's asking that I have some planning for my future career. Yeah, so some future career planning, and I also bought some stuff for the location of our devotee association. So are these things showing my attachment for...material stuff, you know, the false ego attachment, because I want myself to become powerful in preaching and in my work, because Srila Prabhupada used to say, no one would listen to a poor person.
Well, you know, you know what your motivations are, only you know.
只有你自己才知道你所有做的这些事情当中的这些动机是什么。
Yeah, so, and even if we have some personal motivation, It's not a problem as long as we're aware of it and we admit it.
嗯, aware of it and admit it. 然后并且即便是我们在过自己的人生或者是在做婚外服务的当中的话呢，有这种个人的动机，并不是说有这些个人动机就不好的。只要我们能自己觉知到自己在这当中是有个人动机，并且愿意去承认，就是很好的。
But it sounds to me, according to your description, that the main thing, your main motivation, for, you know, your future plans are about how you can improve your service to Guru and Krishna and help others.
Your main motivation is to improve service to Guru and Krishna and help others.
Yeah.
Oh, OK. 然后但是就是我刚才听到你所说的这些话哈，我感觉就是你在提到这些事情，比如说职业规划啊，还有联谊场所买些东西啊，我觉得你主要的一个动机是想去提升和改进你对 Guru 和对 Krishna 所做的服务，想要能够更好的帮助别人。
Of course, the false ego is very tricky.
嗯，当然了，假我是非常就是会耍花招的。
We have a devotee false ego.
我们都有这个奉献者的假我。
And it may be thinking, oh, if I do this service and it becomes very successful, then everyone will approve of me and love and respect me.
然后有可能我们奉献者的假我会想，就是哎，如果我要是做这项服务，要我把这项服务做得很好的话，那身边的每个人都会很欣赏我、认可我、爱我，然后尊敬我呀。
And so, if you detect a false ego like that, you have certain thoughts like that, and you see it, you can just admit it and smile at it, admit it to the super soul and smile, and then it's no longer a problem.
super soul no longer problem. 然后所以说当你要是能够当你侦查到自己有这样的念头冒出来的时候，就是哎，我做服务做成功了，别人就会喜欢我尊敬我这种。当你看到自己有这些念头生出来，然后你能看到他们，并且愿意去向超灵坦白忏悔他们，然后并且再朝这些念头微笑一下，那么这种不会有任何问题的。
Yeah, so this is real humility. Humility begins with honesty.
说这才是真正的谦卑，因为谦卑都是始至于我们这种诚实的态度的。
Yeah, so the false ego is always going to be there trying to get approval, trying to get love, trying to get respect, trying to be special.
假我总是存在于那儿的，你的假我是永远不会消失的，假我它总是出现在那儿，会就是让你想去得到他人认可，得到他人的爱，得到他人的尊敬，然后让自己很独一无二的这些念头都会冒出来的。
But as we practice presence, as we practice honesty, then we can easily see the false ego when it arises. And it's like a shadow. As soon as we see it, then it dissolves into light.
而随着我们去逐渐的练习临在当下，随着我们逐渐去提升自己的这种诚实的这种态度，那么当假我的这些念头冒出来的时候，我们就会很容易的看到这些念头，然后当我们一看到这些念头的时候，这就像是影子在光线之下突然一下就消失了一样，就是这些念头就像是影子，当你把光照在影子上的时候，是不是肯定你的影子就会消失了，所以这些假我的念头也就会消失了。
Yeah, so just be detached, depend on Krishna.
所以说就是保持这样一种不执着的态度，然后完全去依靠于 Krishna 就行了。
And do your best.
然后尽你所能。OK, next one. Swamuki Radha Mataji 问的问题，感恩 Guru Day 的精彩讲课和 Mataji 的完美翻译，请问您所说的这个知觉是否就是真我灵魂？So Sumukhi Mataji is asking that, so the consciousness that you have been talking about, you are referring to the real self, the soul?
Yes, that's what the soul is. It's just a unit of consciousness and that knowing faculty that, that's always there.
是的，就是这个知觉就是这个真我的灵魂哈，就是这个一个知晓一切的这样一个 知觉的单位就存在于那儿，然后它总是在那儿的。
Just like when we look at someone in the eyes.
嗯，这就像是当我们面这个叫做四目相对看着另一个人的眼睛的时候。
We sense that they're aware of us and we are aware of them. That's life, that's consciousness.
嗯 ,that's life, that's consciousness. 这就像是当我们看到另外一个人的眼睛，然后我们能够觉知到他这个人也觉知到我们的存在，并且我们也觉知到他的存在，那这就是生命，这就是知觉。
If we look at a robot or a computer, even though it's functioning, we know it has no consciousness, it has no awareness that we're there.
嗯。而如果我们要是看着一个机器人，然后或者是看着我们的电脑，那么我们知道这个机器人或者是电脑是没有知觉的，是他们是无法去觉知到我们的存在的。
So it's not alive.
所以他们是没有生命的。
So life means consciousness.
所以说生命就意味着是知觉。
When you have a thought.
当你有一个念头出现。
Who knows that there's a thought there?
是谁知晓有这个念头冒出来了呢
？Yeah, the only answer is I am the consciousness.
而唯一的答案就是我是我作为知觉知晓这个念头的冒出来了。
Yeah, so knowing occurs before the thought.
所以说知晓知道的这样一种状态的话呢，是发生于这个念头冒出来之前的，就是意思就是说你先知道而后才会有这个念头冒出来。
And as you become more familiar with it, you'll notice that it doesn't come or go, it's always there. Thoughts come and go, sensations come and go, but the awareness that knows the thought, that knows the sensation, it's always there in the background, like the sky.
然后所以说当你逐渐的能够熟悉这种就是知觉的纯粹的状态的时候，那么你就会知道念头是出现了又消失，然后或者身体的感觉是出现了又消失，但是你知晓这些念头知晓你的身体感觉的这个知觉，它总是在那里存在的，从来就不会出现了又消失，它就一直在背景当中，就相当于是蓝天天空一样。
Okay,
next one. 我们来看下一个问题。Radha Ananda, 这位奉献者问的 Hare Krishna, 深深顶拜尊敬的 Guru Dev, 请问因为深度的恐惧所患的疾病，甚至无法去想着主 Krishna 了，只是一味的要求家人照顾自己，这样的人该如何让他记起 Krishna 了？非常感恩。谢谢翻译马拉吉的真正服务。So this devotee Radha Ananda is asking that a person due to deep fear about the disease cannot even think about Lord Krishna. Only asking about the family members to take care of himself or herself. So when the person is like this,How can we help her to remember Lord Krishna? Thank you.
Well, you can't really help them to remember directly Krishna.
你确实是不能直接帮助这样的人，这样一个人来直接想着 Krishna 的。
Because their consciousness is completely occupied with their fear.
因为他的这个知觉是完全被他的这个恐惧所占据了。
So the best thing you can do for them is to let them know that you're there for them.
而你能为他所做的最好的事情就是让他知道你为他在那儿，你是为他在那儿服务他，来照顾他。
And that you understand that they're afraid.
并且你能理解他确实是很恐惧很害怕的。
Yeah. And you allow them, you know, to be afraid. You don't try and change that.
并且你能够让他感觉到你是接受他的这种恐惧的状态，而不是想要试图改变他的这种恐惧的状态。
So if you don't resist, you know, where they're at, then they'll relax.
因此，如果你并没有去抵抗、抵触他现在所展现出来的状态的话，那么他就会放松下来。
And then, after that, they may be a little bit more open to, feeling the presence of God in their life.
对，就更难。而在此之后，就是当他能够放松下来，因为他觉得你没有去抵抗、抵触他的这种恐惧的状态，他为什么不想着主 Krishna 的话？那么，当你能够就对他没有这种要求的时候的话呢，他放松下来，在此之后，那有可能他就会能够更加敞开自己的心扉，去感受到主 Krishna 在他的生活当中，在他的生命当中的存在了。
Then at the very least, you can always, give a person, prasadam and your love and your understanding.
Love and understanding. 然后，但是至少的话呢，你可以给到他。
Sorry, good one.
Is that an elephant?
No, it's our birds building their house, so it's such a noise.
Oh.
Sound like an elephant. 哎呀，不好意思，我这边隔壁在装修房子，就是说噪音太大 ，Guru 说以为听的是大象在叫，然后所以说就 Guru 刚才在说，就是至少你能给他，比如说给他让他荣耀 Prasadam， 然后或者是给到他爱和给到他你的理解。Okay. Sorry. Let me close the window. I hope this will be better. Okay, next the question. 李春玉妈她提问的问题，请问灵性知觉有低潮的状态吗？当低潮时是因为有冒犯的原因吗？这时怎么做回到状态？ So she's asking that does the spiritual consciousness also have a button? Goes to the deep, like goes to the bottom of the thing, like up and down, when it has a climax and also has the opposite, goes to the downside. So when the person's spiritual consciousness is in the low part, does that mean it's because of the offense? And what should I do to recover from such a downside?
Yeah, so consciousness itself is pure.
知觉本身是纯净的。
When it identifies with the contents of mind, which is the modes of nature, it becomes colored.
但是当纯粹的知觉去认同于心意的内容，而心意的内容的话呢，就是物质自然的三重属性的时候，那么这个时候纯粹的知觉就被沾染上了颜色。
It's like a light that is shined through a prism. The light itself is clear and pure, but it will come out through the prism as so many different colors.
Prism.
Prism is, it's kind of, it's like a crystal.
Okay. Anyway, some stone. 然后所以说Guru说的话呢，这就相当于是光线本身是纯净的，太阳光本身是纯净的。但是如果我们把这个太阳光，比如说要是照射在一个太阳眼镜这个眼镜上面的话呢，那这个眼镜照射出来的光芒也就是不纯净的，就是沾染上的其他的颜色，比如说可能是黄色的呀，或者绿色的呀，因为太阳眼镜有很多颜色嘛。
Yeah. So how to recover your balance? The moods, are the mind, or are like waves in the ocean.
而这个物质自然三重属性的话呢，或者我们这种受到物质自然三重属性影响的心意，它就像是这个大海的波浪、海浪一样的。那我们怎么样才能够在海浪的这种冲击之下保持这种平衡的状态呢？
So you just learn to bring your consciousness to the present moment.
那就是学会把我们的知觉带回到当下此刻的这样一种知觉当中。
Then you can observe whatever mood is there.
而后的话呢，你就能够去观察当下此刻的这样一种出现的这种物质自然的影响是怎样的。
Yeah, whatever. There may be an up mood or a down mood.
有可能在当下此刻的话呢，你的这种心情会很高涨，然后或者是在当下此刻你的心情会很低落。
There may be happiness, there may be distress.
有可能当下此刻你很快乐，也有可能当下此刻你非常压力很大。
There may be sadness or anger.
有可能会有悲伤冒出来，或者是愤怒冒出来。
Or boredom.
或者是感到无聊乏味。
Just notice what's there.
所以就去注意到当下此刻冒出来的是怎样的东西。
Without trying to escape from it or get rid of it.
而不是想要去逃避它，或者是想要摆脱掉的这些东西。
If you resist it, then that causes you to identify more with it and it will increase.
如果你对此是采取这种抵抗抵触的状态的话，那你就只会让你更加去认同于这个念头，更加去认同于这个情绪。
But if you don't resist it, and you just look at it.
但是如果你完全不去抵抗抵触，你只是去看到当下此刻这种高潮或者是低潮的状态。
And you consciously allow the sadness or the boredom to be there.
你是有觉知的允许当下此刻你的这种无聊存在于那儿。然后并且有觉知的允许当下此刻你的悲伤或者是愤怒存在于那儿。
Now you're following Krishna's instruction, which is to be equal in happiness and distress.
而这个时候当你能够有觉知的允许他们的存在的时候，那你就是在遵循着 Krishna 的教导，那就是 Krishna 的教导说我们能够在快乐和我们能够在幸福和不幸当中都保持平等的态度。
So if you do that, then you'll recover yourself. You'll notice consciousness right now.
那么如果你能做到这一点，那你就是又再次恢复状态了，然后recover yourself to notice, 然后去注意到当下此刻，你这个时候的真正的生命，这个真正的真相的存在。
Yeah, the ground of awareness is the only thing that's not shifting. Everything else is coming and going.
知觉本身的话呢是不会出现了又消失，知觉本身是永恒存在于那儿的，而所有其他的一切都是出现了又消失，来了又走。
Yeah, so the present moment is the only place where we'll find balance and something substantial.
Something substantial. 而只有当下此刻，只有当下的这一刻才是唯一一个我们能够找到平衡和找到实质的这样一个地方，除了当下此刻以外没有其他任何时刻我们能够找到这个平衡。
Yeah, so every mood will change. Even if we want to keep it, it will move. It will change because everything is moving except awareness.
Awareness. 所以说每一种心情每一种状态它都是在不断变化着的，即便我们想保持一种心情，比如说想保持一种随时随地都很开心的这样一种心情的话，这是不可能的，因为它们都是在不断的变化着的，但而唯一不变的就是我们的知觉，我们的觉知。
So this is how we learn to ride the waves of the mind. This is mental surfing.
所以这就是我们学会去就是去面对心意的这些波浪，心意的这些海浪，这些方法，这些方式方法，这种就是相当于在冲浪一样的，你就是骑着这些海浪在走。
Okay.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4.
Really?
1, 2, 3, 4. Five.
Oh my God. All right, we're going to have to end today. I didn't realize it's after, it's 2 hours now. So since there's so many questions, I think we'll have to save them until next week. My apologies to all the listeners.
然后由于接下来可能还有四五个问题哈，然后所以说就咕噜就说请求大家的原谅，然后因为已经两个小时了，然后我们考虑到咕噜他在咳嗽，所以说就我们下个星期再继续回答大家的问题吧。
And I really thank you for your question, so please be patient, we'll get to them next week.
所以说我真的非常感谢大家提出的问题，然后就请大家耐心等到下个星期再回答你们的问题哈。
And thank you, Narayani Mataji, for translating and
Tamuki, Sumuki, Radha, Radhika. Sumuki, Radha. Devi Dasi, thank you for facilitating.
嗯，也感谢 Sumuki, Radha, Mataji 这个来帮助这个直播。
Okay, have a present day and a present week, and we'll see you next week.
嗯，就祝愿大家今天和接下来的一个星期都知觉临在来念诵。嗯，我们下周再见。
God willing, of course.
Okay. Okay, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, good day. Take care. 嗯。Okay, 好。歪昆塔知音服务员聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna, 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。